I say he's a great player. He's a guy that's, you know, kind of flown under the radar, fortunately, throughout his career. A lot of focus, a lot of attention has been on Steve and Jason Kidd. He's, you know, older player, older point guards have done well, but, you know, he's had a fantastic career. He's had a great season. You know, he's had a 50-point game. And now with Roy out, the injuries, I mean, he's their go-to guy at times. So, you know, he's been really good. You know, he's strong. He's able to use his size. He's very quick. He's got good first step. He's very crafty out there. So you got to be alert, aware at all times, and he can abuse you in the post. And he still got to the basket. Still made a couple layups here and there. But you know, I compare him to Carmelo. It's a compliment because of the guys that they can score in the paint. And I think last game he might have had 8 or 9 layups. You know, Carmelo, you know, that's what he does. He just puts his body on you and uses his strength, uses his quickness. So, you know, we did a decent job tonight, but he'll be better. He'll be ready game 3. They'll be ready. You know, we just got to be ready, make sure we're ready.
Is he kind of unique in the league now with the mid-range game that he has? There aren't a lot of guys that seem like almost like a lost art.
Yeah, no, definitely. He can score. You know, he was great in Philly. He leaves Philly. You see how they struggle this year without him. I think it took a little bit early on to incorporate him in Portland. But I think as the year went on, I think he's shown his worth to that team and their franchise. And he doesn't necessarily maybe pull up for threes like Nash, but he's constantly probing, constantly attacking. You know, why shoot from 15 when you can get to 10? You know, why shoot from 10 when you can get to 5? And he's a hard guy to defend, so we just got to be ready and collectively try to do a good job in game 3.
Does a defensive challenge like that fuel you? Does it get you more focused from the get-go? I mean, we have that side.
Sometimes, you know, I mean, there's great players in this league, and, sometimes you guard guys and you get up for them, and you do everything right, and they still get off, you know, and so you just got to work hard, and when you're guarding a great player like Miller, they're going to make plays, they're going to make baskets, and you can't get down on yourself, you just got to be aggressive. You got to understand that it's kind of like being a cornerback. Sometimes you're going to get burnt, you know, and it's just the way it is, but you look forward to the challenge, and I thought we just showed up on Sunday, and not to take away from what they did, but you know, just because we've been hot lately doesn't mean that, you know, we're going to win games. We got to come out and fight. We got to compete. And I thought we did a better job of that tonight.
What happened on spending that energy on that end? Did you even realize you hit your first 10 shots?
No. You know, I wasn't even thinking about offense at all. I was just really focusing on defense and, just trying to be effective on that end. And, I came out of the game, Dan said I was 10 for 11. I didn't even know that. That was a whole nother lifetime, man. Back when I could jump a little bit. I can't jump anymore.
Never been out of the first round of the playoffs. What would it mean for you to get out of that first round?
You know, it's not about me. I mean, obviously, I told Michael this last week. You know, it's not about my legacy or, you know, it's not about trying to do that. I mean, when I was younger, you think about those things, all-star games and Hall of Fame and, you know, whatever, MVPs, all those things. It's about the young guys. It's about getting them experience, about Gorn and Robin and, you know, LB and the guys that, you know, who are the future of this team. I felt it was a must that, you know, from the start of the year, getting him in the playoffs and so they understand what it's all about. And now that we're here, let's try to win. Let's try to, you know, go up and win game 3. But I, you know, I'm just an old fart that's trying to play ball and keep up with these young guys. And it's not about me or what I've done. I've had my fun, and you know, hopefully we can continue to have fun. But you know, it's about the team and the young guys and getting them exposure and getting them experience.